welcome, everybody. Appreciate you taking time for this drinking water board meeting. We'll go ahead and call it to order and then ask for a roll call, please.
Paul Hansen?
Here.
Betty Naylor?
Here.
Brett Shinoff? Tage Flint? Roger Friedel?
Here.
Alan Matheson? Brad Johnson?
Here.
David Sackerson?
Here.
David Stevens?
Here.
Have a quorum of six members.
Very good. So we can proceed. Thank you very much. Just for the record, are there any public that are joining us at this time?
Yeah, Henry Bell, town mayor and clerk.
Very good. Very good. Good to have you with us.
And Carson with Jones of the Mills on as well.
Very good. Any others?
Paul, do you need their names for the minutes?
We'll get it when I think we come to that discussion, Betty, when we turn that to you. We'll invite them to introduce them then. So let's turn this over then to the Financial Assistance Committee, Betty.
Okay, today we have one application for Henryville Town. It is under the state funding and an emergency funding. And if the participants will introduce themselves for our minutes, I'd appreciate it. And then who is going to handle this? Michael, are you?
Yes, I'm going to take this one today, Betty.
Okay, then we'll turn the time over to Michael.
Great, thank you. Carson, would you like to...
The introductions first.
Yeah, that's just what I was just going to do. Carson, would you introduce yourself, and then Mayor and Town Clerk from Henryville, please introduce yourselves as well.
Yeah, Carson DeMille. I'm the engineer that's been helping Henryville from Jones and DeMille Engineering down in Richfield.
I'm Dave Roberts. I'm the mayor here in Henryville.
And I'm Marie Jagger. I'm the town clerk for Henryville.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
All right. Henryville Town is requesting $690,000 in financial assistance to install 34,000 feet of a 6-inch diameter transmission line, build a new water turnout, reconstruct a source collection box, install a low water level alarm at the storage tank, and also to perform a hydrogeologic and source evaluation. Total project cost is estimated at $696,000. And the town will be contributing $6,000 to the project. Henryville Town has a population of 230 residents with 113 residential connections. And on June 24th of 2016, the town suffered a complete water outage. Investigations identified an airlock in the well, which is a horizontal well into the mountainside, as well as potential airlocks in the transmission line as the cause of the low flow into the storage tanks. When flow from the well was restored, there was at least one air release valve that was blown off of the transmission line. And investigation identified several other valves as severely corroded and inoperable. The outline that was given to staff is attached to this packet that gives a more detailed version of the events that I just outlined. Local MEGI for Henryville is 33,983, which is 81% of the state. Their current average monthly water bill is $36.15 per month, which is 1.28% of local MEGI and also includes a $5 per month irrigation water fee. A full loan of $690,000 at 2.26% interest for 20 years would require a water bill of $73.05 per connection per month, which is 2.58% of their local MEGI. And so Henryville Town does qualify for additional subsidization. The financial evaluations that we ran through as staff are listed in the table that you can see there. The emergency nature of this project precluded a financial assistance committee call. So at this point, it is a staff recommendation, and staff is recommending that the Drinking Water Board authorize a $345,000 construction loan at 1% interest for 30 years and a $345,000 construction grant to Henryville Town to complete the emergency replacement of the town's transmission line and other necessary construction to resolve the emergency situation, as well as conduct the hydrogeologic and source water assessment to meet the town's source water capacity needs.
Okay, now I heard a beep on the phone. Has someone else joined us that wasn't here for roll call? Okay, does the participants who are here from Henryville want to add to Michael's discussion?
Yes, the $5 fee that was mentioned for the irrigation is not correct. We have separate irrigation that isn't included in, it isn't included at all in our culinary water. And also, and I don't know if this is the time for this discussion, but we have two outstanding loans on our water system right now, which takes up $20,000 per year of the town's total budget. And the total budget is around the $42,000 mark. Water rates, because of the latest loan, have were just increased to the amount that we believe that the residents of our town, specifically the low-income families and our senior citizen population, could afford without causing hardship. So, with your recommendation, the town doesn't believe that we can make a payment on the $345,000 loan.
Okay, and who was speaking? Identify yourselves when you speak.
I'm sorry, this is Mayor Dave Roberts.
Okay, and anyone else there with you would like to talk at this time?
I'm the town clerk, Marie Jagger. What he's saying is correct, so.
Okay, I'll turn it to the board then for questions and comments.
This is Mayor David Moore. So what are their water rates right now?
$32 a month.
Does that include that $5 or not?
No, it does not. Irrigation company is completely separate from the culinary.
This is Michael with staff. I'd just like to comment on that. We typically include any irrigation fee in the water bill, since it's the way to make it comparable to other cities where the culinary water is part of the drinking water. And so even though that $5 per month is not actually on your culinary bill, it is a water-related fee. And so that's why we go ahead and include that in our calculations.
Okay.
Betty, this is Paul. I have a question on the financing. The mayor has indicated that they're unable to, they believe they'd be unable to make payments as shown, which would require additional grant. Michael, is there, based on the analysis, what is staff's opinion on additional grant based on where we sit with available state funds?
Yeah.
What we've already committed, any limitations we might have to those state funds?
The fund currently, it's not a matter of availability of money, it's a cash flow availability issue at this point. Between now and the time that Henryville would like to start construction and then complete their construction, I talked with Sandy about this yesterday just to get an idea of where we stood, and it wouldn't be impossible, but it would be difficult and would require us to do some shifting of projects and cash flow streams to be able to do more grant than what we've already recommended.
Hey Michael, this is Carson at Jones and DeMille.
Yes.
I think some of the items on there, if I might make a comment, could be postponed if that would help, you know, the study side of it. Those items need to be done, but they're not quite as much of an emergency as some of these other items. I don't know if that would help at all, but we could postpone those items. Some of those items aren't as crucial at this point, I guess. That's just a thought.
This is Paul. Looking at that, how does that cost then break out?
We have in our packet, we on page three, I'm looking on page three of ours where it has the cost estimate. What would that say? This still shows construction, aside from legal, engineering, and contingency, is still over $500,000.
Right.
Yeah, not a lot.
I'm not sure taking those particular items out of the project as proposed at this point would make that much of a difference in the overall cost and the overall funding requirements.
This is Paul, another question. Are there any other pots of money that could be used to help offset some of this cost for the city?
This is Mayor Roberts again. When we were going through our books this morning, we do have a small emergency pipeline repair in our PTIF account. The total of that would equal $53,000 in just a little bit, if that's any kind of a help. That would drain the PTIF accounts completely.
Is there any chance of other agencies, CIB or somebody else, helping out with this project? This is Betty.
This is Carson. We did contact CIB, and they kind of were of the opinion to go to you guys, to the drinking water first. But I guess that could be an option if needed to approach them again. They kind of didn't want to get involved until they knew where you guys were at. It was kind of what they told us.
This is Paul again. The concern I would have would be based upon what Michael said. You know, I mean, we have cash limitations as well that we need to make sure we don't put in jeopardize too much. You know, we could very easily have another community tomorrow with these fires or other situations that would, you know, require some assistance. So I understand the crisis, but I also don't want to put us in a position where we have no ability. I don't know. I mean, I look to other board members as well for your thoughts.
Well, this is David Stevens. I kind of agree with Paul, I guess. We need to get the problem in Henryville solved, but we also need to make sure that we're supporting the rest of the state at the same time. So I think it probably would be a good time to, you know, talk about, or at least try to come up with what loan payment that the community does feel is doable, and then try to back calculate from there what requests we could put into CIB or Rural Development or some other granting agency, and then also look at the possibility of phasing some of the work so that the immediate problem is solved but maybe put off. You know, I'm wondering about, you know, whether or not all 7 miles of the pipeline needs to be replaced at once, or if that's something that could be done over time, maybe as a result of the planning work that is going to go in parallel with this emergency repair. So is there a way to separate out what's absolutely required to get the community back online versus, you know, what we need in the kind of the near long term, if there is such a thing like that?
Yeah, this is Carson again. I think that is something, and Dave, speak up if I say something you don't want me to, but I think that's something that could be done, is to phase portions of the replacement of that line at a time. Maybe we replace the air vacs and portions of the line in different phases, and maybe get the air vacs first because we know those are an issue, and then replace sections of line as funds are available. I see that as an option.
This is Mayor David Moab. I was wondering if we could just give them the $345,000 grant up front, and then they could go back to CIB perhaps, or you know, like Stevens said, you know, maybe that would get them started or enough money to get them going, and then they've got other options. They can explore other options.
Paul, another question. Yesterday when we were in a financial committee on other items, we were talking about caps and limitations on funds. Is there, and I don't recall because I don't have that note in front of me, but is there any option for federal assistance with any hardship or grant money there?
We could bring in federal money. I try to avoid that for emergency and small town situations because of the potential to increase the project cost by some of the requirements. If we were to go hardship grant or second round funds, some of those requirements do go away. But there are other, you know, there are things that can't go away, like the environmental process and things of that nature. So.
Yeah, which will slow it down.
Yeah.
So, Michael, this is Paul again. If we were to increase the grant, that would put us in an adverse position with our financing. Is that your staff's recommendation?
Yes.
Okay.
And you're speaking about more of a grant than what is proposed, the $345,000, Michael, when you say it would put us in an adverse condition if we were to authorize additional to that. This is Betty.
Yes, that's a correct answer, Betty.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael. Well, I think a decision needs to be made. You know, do we consider making funds available so that they can begin and do something, or, you know, table the whole thing? I mean, I would like to see them helped as much as we have the ability to help them. But it doesn't sound like we can help them fully.
But, Michael, if the board takes this position, do the numbers financially come out to be the same? So that we're not, so that we're still following the rules. If we just do the grant.
If you just do the grant.
Yes.
We are still following protocol and policy for the board. Yes. The board has the ability and the latitude to modify recommendations, and there's nothing that says that we can't do grant now and then based on CIB or other potential participants coming back, modify that at a later date with additional loan proceeds.
Okay, and Mayor, if the board chooses to go with just the grant of the $345,000. What's your opinion, and you know the conditions that it might put upon your project that you feel?
You know, with $345,000 grant, the full project would have to be put on hold. But like you talked about before, we may be able to do it in phases. Now we do have some issues. As Carson mentioned, with the air valve, most, if not all of those, are not functional. And we have some 4-inch 100 PSI pipes that is absolutely not up to standard, and we could start in those areas and, you know, kind of limp through while we do the CIB applications. With the biggest issue that we have here, as far as the town goes with the funding, is like I mentioned before, we have approximately $42,000 in income per year for a budget, and almost half of that goes towards the loan payments that we already have outstanding.
This is Paul. Who are those loans with? I'm sorry, Mayor.
You know, one long, we got through, we did another water project with Ensign Engineering, and it goes, it's through the Drinking Water Board. It's a $36,000 loan. It's a $7,200 annually. The other loan is for when they actually put this existing tanks and stuff in through the Utah Division of Finance, and it's a $13,000 per year loan. And we're outstanding about $218,000 still on that one. Oh, it's down to 197. Excuse me, we're at 197 now outstanding.
Okay, then Michael, I have one other question. If the board decides to do the grant, what happens to the $6,000 that the has been offered for contributing to the project? Does that disappear?
That would be up to the board to decide what they would request that the city contribute.
And this Mayor Roberts again, like I said, as we were going through our PTIF account, we do have some additional emergency money. Like I said, to absolutely drain the account, we have available balance of $53,000. And we would be willing, you know, to contribute whatever we needed of that to just to get our water system back up and operational.
This is David Stevens. You know, it'd be great to contribute from that, but we don't want you to drain it all the way down, you know, because then you're stuck without any emergency money.
Right, and still have the lower end of the town system that we have to take care of.
Right. It seems to me that if you walk into the CIB with a $345,000 grant, that would go a long way toward convincing them that this is a worthy thing for them to invest in also.
So I think that's worth chasing. I agree. This is Carson.
So, you know, instead of trying to put together one of those everything has to work out at the same moment sort of projects, if we can arrange this grant up front and then, you know, get started and get the worst of this problem under control, then go to CIB, or maybe even come back to the board in a year when our cash flow situation is different, if it can wait that long.
Could they
and then we can
combine
have
the existing debt with the new debt and refinance
some immediate problems and give you some leverage toward finding other funds?
This is Mayor Dave. Awesome. I concur.
Yeah.
Dr. Frito, I agree also.
Okay. Any other comments or discussions from the board? Anything additional from Michael?
Ken just brought up a good point, something that we hadn't discussed yet, and it's not necessarily something that needs to be answered at this point, but it's something for Henryville to consider, and that is as they move forward with these various project phases, one thing they might consider looking at is refinancing their existing debt. And perhaps get a lower interest rate or lower payments. That overall, it's just something for them to look at as a means of assisting them with their financial situation. And the board, the Drinking Water Board, and I believe CIB as well, have the ability to combine that existing debt with a new project to make it overall more affordable.
Okay, any other information that we need to have, or I'll accept a motion?
David, do you want to go ahead?
I'm just trying to think how to phrase it. Make a motion that due to the emergency nature of the project, the Financial Assistance Committee did not review this project. Staff recommends that the Drinking Water Board authorize a $345,000 construction grant to Henryville Town to complete emergency replacements of the, or to begin completion of replacement of the town's transmission line and other necessary construction to resolve the emergency situation.
Okay. And who was the second by?
Roger.
Roger. We have a motion and a second. And any further discussion?
Let me just say, too, I'm not sure if this needs to be in the motion, but we encourage Henryville to approach the CIB or some other granting agency for the remaining funds, using this perhaps as leverage to get that. That doesn't need to be in the motion, I guess, but I think we should maybe formalize that recommendation.
Okay, and just a clarification, we are not having them contribute the $6,000 towards this. They're keeping that in a fund to...
Keep that in reserve, right.
I think that would be appropriate as well.
Okay, you've heard the motion and the second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any nays? The motion passes. So you've got your financing portion for your project of $345,000, and good luck on your... I just have one little question for you. How long was your boil order in effect?
It was approximately 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
We were completely out of water for a full week, and then boil order until we got back test results that said it was safe to drink.
Yeah. Wow, okay. That's rough.
Turn the time back to you, Paul.
Well, Mayor, I want to thank you on behalf of the board for what you do to provide for the water in your community. I wish we had more resources available to be able to help you today. But I want you to know that we appreciate what you're doing. I echo what Dr. Stevens said about, you know, looking for other funding. I still wouldn't rule out the possibility of federal funding if, you know, if we have a little bit of a time to step back and see Michael, if there's, you know, there's options that we could help them there as well with a little bit of breathing time.
Right.
If CIB isn't an option. So.
Okay.
Anyway, and to staff, thank you for pulling this information together so quickly so that we could have it for consideration. The only other is a reminder of our next board meeting. We do have a board meeting scheduled for Tuesday, August 30th, in conjunction with the Rural Water Association Conference held up in Layton. That will begin at 1:30 in the afternoon. So if you'd reserve your calendars, that would be appreciated. Go ahead.
This Mayor Roberts again. I just wanted to let you guys know I understand your financial issue that you guys have to deal with. And we really do appreciate everything that you've done for us and continue to do for us. This will be a big step in the right direction of getting this back upgraded. And we will go to CIB, approach them, and see if we can get some help that way too. But I just want to tell you guys thank you for all your help.
Very good. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Ken, is there any, Ken or Michael, any other items that we need to talk about?
I don't have anything.
No, I have nothing.
All right. Very good. We'll ask for a motion to adjourn and follow through on that then.
So moved.
Have a motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Nobody wants to stay?
No.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you in a month.